as a maid was walking in a grove, she to Cupid did complain, because her true love was so unkind, and minded not her bitter pain. Whilst love doth torture in her breast, each night I spend in misery, whilst love regardeth not my pain, and Cupid would not set me free. And when the sun from the grove declined, where true lovers doth abide, then all their secrets they relate to the twinkling stars that rules by night. But whilst in love they do agree, it may not then we think a day. But when the time I lost my love, I thought my eyes would have dropped away. All charms of love lay in my heart, and love a sickly appetite, like one that hath a deathful stroke, and in the world takes no delight. But if that Cupid can confine my dear and I for to agree, into the woods then I will go, and there will end my misery. Teach me if that you then have love, and help a virgin in distress. I call unto the powers above to send some sickness in his breast, that he to me might but prove true, and he my joys for to restore, or else within the grave I lie, and in this world be seen no more. Come death, come ease me of my smart, because my love hath proved unkind. Unto the Elysiums I will go, and leave my unkind love behind, because that I have loved one, and he to me has proved untrue. O death, come ease me of my smart, unto the world I bid adieu. With that her penknife then she drew, as she sat by a silent spring, and then the night in gale appeared, and unto her did sweetly sing. This pretty bird that cometh now is witness of my fatal stroke, and unto death she would have bowed, had not then her true love spoke. O cease, my dear, don't yield to death, nor think upon the fatal stroke, for arrows they have pierced my breast, and Cupid he these words hath spoke, that I the world should range about, because I was unkind to thee. Therefore, my dear, pray pardon me, and I will live and die with thee. With that he embraced her in his arms, her sorrows then were turned to joy. In love then they did both agree, and the little birds did sing for joy, that the powers above might them befriend, and they might live in loyalty. Now in true love may they abide, and so continue till they die.